Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know him from Fridays at 3 o'clock, but he's on with us today at 3 o'clock because switch places with Shiel. Shiel will join us tomorrow. Elliot Shortparks of the Go Birds podcast and Go Birds Evenings, a.k.a. ESPM. What's up, Elliot?
I'm excited to talk only Eagles with you guys.
No, we had, you know, I'll give you credit on this. You were very early on the Embiid is washed, you know, bandwagon. Yeah. But yeah. you are very famous. I would say for for most of the public, your most famous Sixers take was that you believe that they should take Noah Vonleh over Joel Embiid. That tweet pops up every once in a while, and it is It's a banger. After 11 years, people are still talking about it. After VJ Edgecombe's debut last night, 34 points in a win at Boston, a tweet from June popped up from you. Here is the tweet. I remember several arguments with you about this particular thing. Here's the quote. VJ Edgecombe is a role player. Ace Bailey is a star. Sixers should take the star, not the role player. And you were doing a little victory lap this preseason when Ace Bailey had 30 points in a preseason game. Now, VJ had 34 last night. Ace Bailey came off the bench and in 20 minutes had 2 points. Are you ready to take back the VJ Edgecombe is a role player take?
Yeah, so I've two things to say to all my haters out there that are loving retweeting this. First, you're welcome for all the interaction and the numbers. So, you know, as normal, I'm excited to give them that. But the second is, let me tell you, I don't care. Like, I do not care that I wanted Ace Bailey and now that VJ's awesome. I'm all in on VJ. All I wanted with Ace Bailey was a new great player on the Sixers. My whole thought process was with Ace. Was they needed a new guy. They needed someone that could step in and be the guy. And I still think if Ace was here, he could do that. But if that's going to be VJ, like, I got news for everybody. Like, I'm going to enjoy that too. So I'm super excited after last night.
Okay.
Hey, it's maturity.
Yeah. That's totally fine.
I would have doubled down at the one game. See, you know what that says, E? You weren't truly convinced that Ace Bailey is a star player. If you were truly convinced he was a star player, you would just be like, hey, that's one game. And now, VJ looks great, but I still believe Ace Bailey's going to be a star player.
Well, here's the thing. I do think Ace Bailey's going to be
a star player. You didn't say it.
Yeah, well, no, trust me. I think Ace is going to be very good. It was a bad game last night. And by the way, they both are 1-0 in wins, if we want to say wins.
No, nobody's counting.
Shut up.
All I hear from fans is wins, right?
Stop doing that.
But you do the win thing. You're the resume guy. You!
I also hear it from fans. But no, I think Ace is going
to
be awesome.
No, to me, this is less about Ace, and it's more about your characterization of VJ as a role player.
Yeah, I was wrong about VJ. I'll also say in all seriousness, what this does to me highlight once again when it comes to draft season, whether it's NFL or NBA, is we never get to know the player. And I think one thing that's been clear since VJ has been drafted is he has an it factor personality. Like, he has the ability to go into Boston in that game and step up like that. Like, I still think his college tape, he looked like a role player, but he obviously is better than I thought. But I also think his personality is a major plus, that, and I wasn't aware of that. So that I think that's clear from watching him.
Yeah, his personality is great. He's also really good at basketball, I think, would be the other takeaway, you know. And you know, you're talking about his tape. He even said he hated playing college basketball because there wasn't enough space on the floor.
Yeah.
And to go watch, I don't know if you watch any of his international tape. I know you're a grinder.
Oh, yeah.
Bahamas.
Well, he looked like a different player.
Come on. I watch his YouTube. Yeah. And look, I also think he doesn't look like the player he was at Baylor. Like, he shot how many threes last night? Like, I think he has improved since college. And now, I didn't know he said that about college.
He did.
But also, like, Ace is still going to be awesome. Like, all these victory laps over Ace. Like, Ace is going to be really good. He had a bad game last night. I guarantee you, if VJ had 2 points, I wouldn't hear anybody being like, they should have taken Ace.
Oh,
like,
yes, so, you would. Are you kidding me?
You might have heard.
Well, Elliot would have said it. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it had been reversed, we would have gotten calls. We got
no doubt.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
And truthfully, Elliot, just to get to the bottom of it, I agree with you in... A lot of times people think if you think something, it means you want it to happen. Like, we all want these teams to be good, except for Jack and
Jalen. Only with
Jalen. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So
look, if in 10 years people are still retweeting this, I think that's a win for everybody.
I think so, too.
Very
good. Yeah. And we have another thing we got to get to before the Eagles. I'm so sorry.
Whenever it's an impromptu call, I know it has nothing to do with any type of insight or anything. So I'm excited to hear what this is about.
Well, yeah. I don't know if you saw.
Well, you should know what this one is
about. Yeah, I don't know if you saw, but Terry Rozier was arrested by the feds today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he apparently was giving people information on him leaving with an injury and having people bet thousands and thousands of dollars on his unders. Mm. And I wonder if you think that if players were allowed to bet on their own over-unders and stuff, which you suppose they should, if that would affect how they play exactly the way that it affects, because you said it wouldn't happen. And here's Terry Rozier, who's made $133 million in his career doing it for a $200,000 bet.
Yeah, so look, it was definitely unfortunate to see. I mean, Terry Rozier getting arrested, Chauncey Billups getting arrested. That's a very, 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 very small portion of the players in the NBA and head coaches. So, like, the unfortunate reality is, in all rules, in all walks of life, you have people that abuse the system. And if they were allowed to gamble, I agree, there probably would be some players that would abuse it. But I think the majority of players would be fine with it. And I am in the mindset of making rules for the majority, not the minority.
Yes, but no, that's actually not why.
Oh, that's what you want to do, rules for the majority, not the minority?
But that's
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
the majority
Elliot,
of the people.
No. See, Elliot, that's not why you make laws. Would you agree that most people, even if there wasn't a law against killing people, wouldn't kill somebody, right?
That's a big leap.
Right? No,
yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
Okay.
Well, hold on. If there wasn't any law, meaning there was no repercussions,
yeah, I wouldn't kill
people,
anybody.
You might not, but other people would.
But I still think most people would not. So my point, Elliot, is that laws like that are for the minority of people who will break them. Like, it's not. It only takes five players or even three players to undermine the entire legitimacy of a sport. If people don't think that the players are playing simply to play, if they think that they might be worse because of a bet, then it undermines sports completely.
Oh, well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, right? Terry Rozier just got arrested for doing exactly what you're worried about, right? Like, exactly what you think would undermine the sport. Do you think the numbers in the NBA are going to be down tonight? Are you planning on not watching? Do you think less people are going to buy tickets?
No.
Like,
It all has an effect. It all has an effect. There are plenty of people already who think that those things are going on. And the more that it happens, the NBA has seen a precipitous decline in ratings.
I was going to say, they don't need any reason for people not to watch.
Yeah,
more people.
Huge. Yeah. Do you think this helps? This can only hurt. It can only hurt. If people thought that A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith dropped a pass because somebody they knew took an under on their receptions, it undermines the legitimacy of the sport. That's the problem.
All right, so first of all, I think you know the reason the ratings are down is not because of people worried about the legitimate of the sport with gambling. So, like, yes, the ratings are down, but the ratings are down for a bunch of reasons besides what we're talking about.
It's a bad product half the time, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad product. I agree with that, but that's for reasons of not what we're talking about.
Sure,
right? So, yeah. So, look again, I agree. If they were allowed to gamble, there would be people that would do it in a bad way. And for those people, then the teams could not employ them. I'm just saying, when it comes to the majority of the players, I think there is a world where they could gamble without everybody thinking the legitimacy of the sport is up for grabs. And also,
What's the benefit?
Because I think players should be able to bet on their team to win the championship.
What is the benefit? Who benefits?
I think the players benefit.
The players who are making $30 million?
What, you're not allowed to benefit from things?
No. You legitimately believe that the benefits outweigh the negatives.
Well, let me ask you this. What's the downside of Vijay Edgecombe taking $1 million and betting on the Sixers to win the title? What's the downside?
Oh, my God, Elliot.
Well, no, tell me what the downside is.
No, I'll tell you this. What is the downside of Vijay Edgecombe betting on the Knicks to win the championship? Because that's what Terry Rozier did. He bet on unders.
Yes, and I agree that if Vijay Edgecombe bet $1 million on the Knicks to win the championship, that would not be good. I agree with you on that. But I'm also saying that there is a world where I think players should be
let me ask you this: Do you think if Vijay Edgecombe, let's say he's in a position where there's a play that could determine the championship, do you want anything going through his head other than what is the best play? Then the fact that if the wrong play is made, he may lose $1 million bet. Don't you think that could affect the decision making of any player at any time? Don't you think it could affect Kyle Schwarber when he's at the plate if he has $1 million bet on what happens in the game?
Yeah, I agree. That would not be good. But if you want to come up with very specific instances, then yes, we're always able to find a flaw in any system. But again, I ask you, what's the downside of him being able for his own team to bet? Because that, for him to bet on his own team winning the title, you don't have. What's the issue? What's your issue with that?
Yes, but you're not. You can.
Okay, so that's the point I'm making. There's both sides.
Elliot, the benefits have to outweigh the negatives.
I think the negatives you're focusing
on. What are the positives?
I just told you what the positives
that
are.
That Vijay Edgecombe can win $1 million? I'm telling you that the negative is that the entire sport's legitimacy is questioned. You're telling me that Vijay Edgecombe might win an extra $1 million. You are a psychopath. This is a crazy opinion. It's wrong.
You're so worried about the legitimacy of the sport.
That's the only thing that matters.
It's your opinion. It's your opinion. I don't think it's different.
No, it's the opinion of every sport in history.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the opinion of the league. It's the opinion of the Players Association. But it's opinion of everybody.
You are acting as if, if there were instances. All right, it happened right now. It just happened. Let's see what happens to the NBA. It just happened. The thing you're worried about happened. Let's see how it changes how people view the NBA.
And it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Today, today.
Or is everyone on Twitter just going to be worked up about it for a few days?
Forget Twitter, Elliot. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. We just had 2 nights. We just had 2 nights of outrageous NBA basketball. Thunder versus Rockets, double overtime, right? Last night, Wemby scores 40 and 15. What's the headline about the NBA today? That Terry Rozier is a cheater.
Of course.
That's what the headline. Well, that's why it's bad, you psycho.
No, but you're saying there's long-term damage. Let's see, right? What you're worried about just happened. Let's see a week from now if less people are watching the NBA.
No, that's not how things work. That's not how things work. More people wouldn't watch the NBA. But Elliot, more people wouldn't watch the NBA next week because there was a good Rockets game the other night. It doesn't work in a one-for-one way. You are too smart for this.
Like, I think you're too smart for it, too. Like, what's your worry, then?
I just told you! Hold on. Do national plans.
Are you still at the NovaCare right now, by the way, yelling about this?
I put them on hold because we have to do national plans.
Yeah, we do. Man, one place would never cheat the system is national plans.
I'm sorry for putting him on hold, but we had to
do that. Well, we got jobs to do. Listen, I know.
And I care about National Appliance Warehouse.
Of course. Why wouldn't you care about National Appliance Warehouse? There's a lot of reasons why you got to get down to National Appliance Warehouse today. And obviously, number one, appliance in the name. You got to make sure you get the right appliance for your sad kitchen. You need your kitchen to be upgraded. National Appliance Warehouse is where you have to go. Over 100 brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, in their 15,000 square foot showrooms. By the way, 15,000 square foot showroom in tax-free Delaware. You're going to get great prices at National Appliance Warehouse on those appliances. Delaware helps. Stores in Wilmington.
I'm sorry, I'm too mad to help on this.
I know you are. Okay. And Middletown.
I love National Appliance Warehouse.
You won't be mad. No. If you're ever in a bad mood and you go to National Appliance Warehouse, they'll pick your mood right back up.
Oh,
Yeah. But Price Assure, another piece of technology from National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store, finds a lower price elsewhere. But on top of that, you can also get a great experience at National Appliance Warehouse. Difference-making culture that Mark Simakin has built there. And if you want to work for one of the fastest-growing retailers in the Delaware Valley, all you got to do is email scott@nawde.com. That's scott@nawde.com. You can email him and say, like, hey, heard Elliot say this crazy opinion about people should be able to bet on themselves, and that's your way in the door. You're always looking for your way in the door. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or stop by their showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, Tom, Fred sent you.
Okay. Elliot, is A.J. Brown really injured?
To be clear, I would put $1 million on National Appliance Warehouse if I could bet.
There you go. Are you still at the NovaCare yelling about this? I have a vision.
I'm like 2 steps outside the practice gate. I can basically.
Hell yeah.
I'm sure they're enjoying all this.
Hell yeah.
Is AJ Brown really injured? Where did this hamstring injury happen?
So I do think he is injured. I think it happened against Minnesota. And, you know, obviously didn't practice yesterday, is not out there today. We'll see if he plays Sunday. I'm skeptical. I've not covered many athletes in my time with the Eagles that don't practice Wednesday, Thursday and play Sunday. Now he's a veteran. He knows the playbook. So there's not that, you know, I think he could do it, but, I think he's hurt.
And any information on when it happened? I mean, he caught the final pass of that game on Sunday. Nobody has said anything, right?
I actually thought watching back, he didn't look like his normal self. I don't think he ran super well. Like, obviously, he had a great game. So I know, but, like, there's no clear instance in the game, at least that I know of when it happened.
Cam Juergens, anything on him? Did he practice today?
So Cam Juergens was not out there. We were only out there for a portion of practice, but for the portion we were able to see, Brett Toth was taking the reps at center. With Landon Dickerson next to him. So I think there was some thought maybe they could put Dickerson at center if this was like a long-term thing or they felt better about it. But it seems as if Juergens doesn't play, and I don't think he will, that it'll be Toth at center.
Okay. I don't have anything else. You have anything else?
Listen, I'm tapped out, brother. Okay. Just listening to you two.
So I guess I would say Saquon should probably bet his unders for the week based off of the offensive line.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be allowed to do that, man. You can't do that.
Oh, no. Yeah, what are we losing?
Think, you know, again, like, I guess today's the end of the NBA, so I'll be interested to see in a few weeks.
All right, not to reignite this. Nope. Not to reignite this. But, Elliot, what you're assuming...
Call him a little B again.
Is,
I almost said the F word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
What you're assuming...
Well, it's a top three curse word.
What you're assuming is that the players would vote, I mean, would bet on themselves in a positive way to win, But the problem is you get a Terry Rozier who does something where you're betting under. So what happens when players want to bet the under?
I wouldn't like that. I would not be a fan of them doing that.
Right, but I'm saying you do know that's a part of gambling, and if you allow that to happen, that's what you're allowing. You're opening the door for that. You just can't say, well, you guys can bet on your sport as long as you bet to win.
Yeah, and if
or
if
you take all
does,
overs.
Yeah, I agree. That would be a downside of this. And maybe it could be a rule that the players could only bet overs or bet on their team to win. I'm just saying it's a shame to me when a player, and honestly what all started this was Isaiah Rodgers, ironically enough, when he loses a full year of his career because
he can't follow rules.
No, I get that, right? Like, it was the rule. I get that. And it's a lot like the smoking weed thing. Like, if you break the rule, you break the rule. I just think for something that everyone else in the population is allowed to do, which is gamble, I thought it was unfortunate.
They are allowed to gamble. They're not allowed to gamble on their own sport.
Right.
Or from the team facility.
Or from the team facility,
yes. Okay, all right. How about this? How about this, Elliot? Like, NFL players can drink, right?
I would assume,
Can they drink before the game?
If they want to. I mean, I don't know why they would. They shouldn't.
Well, they can smoke. Like there are rules that NFL players have that are against the rules that they could do if they were a regular citizen. It's not just gambling. There's a lot of, we all have jobs, right? The person listening can turn to the person, if they're arguing with the person next to them, and say the F word, right? They can say it freely. When I'm talking to you right now, I can't, or we get fined. Everybody's got rules for their job. Their rule is they're not allowed to gamble because it undermines the legitimacy of the game. That's why. Yes. It's just very simple.
Specifically, though,
on their sport.
Yeah, not allowed to gamble on their sport.
And I think if everybody could be more open-minded about this, there is a world where we could allow these players to do it without everybody acting like the sport's going to collapse. But again, we just saw it happen, right? So I'll be interested to see the impact of what happened today.
The impact, Elliot, first of all, and you know this, and this is disingenuous by you, you know that there's not going to be a 1 week to the next week ratings thing. But you also know, because you're smart enough, that if NBA has two great nights of basketball, and after those two great nights, the headline on every sports website is that their player was cheating because of gambling, it is not only bad for the sport, it is bad for sports gambling, it is bad for the players, it is bad for the coaches, it's bad for everyone. It's bad PR. It's terrible.
Right. I agree it's bad PR, but that's also it's bad PR. And like, again, this is an extreme instance, right? But like, it's bad
PR. It's not really. It's the same thing that Michael Porter Jr.'s brother was doing.
They were running an illegal gambling ring with the mafia. Like, I'm not co-signing that. I'm saying, like, I think players should be able to gamble on themselves in certain instances, right? Like,
could their friend gamble on them based on whether they're hurt or not?
Yeah, they can do that right now.
Okay. Oh, no. Well, okay. So they should be able to tell their friend before the information comes out that they have an ankle injury that isn't disclosed yet?
Yeah, I'm good with that. Do you care about that?
Yes. All right. Everybody does.
Why? Why do you care?
Because
DraftKings makes less money. Like,
no, Elliot. Because if I'm betting and that other person's betting and they have an inside, like, this is not even it's not even legal with stocks. It's not even legal with stocks, Elliot. If the line, if Joel Embiid is hurt for a game and the line without Joel Embiid would have been 2.5, and the line with Joel Embiid is 6.5, and they get to bet the 2.5, the 6.5 lot. The line at 2.5, not knowing the information that everybody else doesn't know, that doesn't work either.
Yeah, I don't. How did that impact me? Like, I get your point.
Because,
like,
oh my God! All right,
so this guy makes money off.
Nope, can't do it anymore.
Mid sentence,
I can't do it anymore.
What about me, who has lost money on Terry Rozier? Could have been one of those nights he took his unders. You know, when I took his overs.
Oh, for God's sakes, we have the FanDuel ad.
Oh, yes, we do. Every NFL Thursday is your chance.
Look, we don't play for the teams. You don't play for the team.
I do not.
Totally legal.
Totally legal.
Yep.
It's your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel, ironically, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. Now, to get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score or bet before the game kicks off. Who's playing tonight? Is it tonight? The Bronco back on tonight?
Hell yeah.
The Vikings, who they're playing?
Chargers.
Oh, Vikings, Chargers tonight. That'll be a good one. Two franchise quarterbacks. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Ike for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jared Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.